Let us pray. Gracious and holy God, give your word new life in us, and give us new life in you. Let the words that are spoken may be the words that you intend us to hear, and may be your word which takes root again and blossoms in our hearts and in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We are expecting rain today. And as I was preparing this meditation, knowing that a couple of weeks I have run over time, but since this is Celebration Sunday, I was instructed to keep it short and snappy. So here we are. This meditation is about grass, really. I was looking out at the clouds this morning and thought, well, this is perfect. It made me think often of how I timed mowing the grass and cutting the grass to the rain. And often I wanted to get the grass mowed before the rain came so that I would leave all the clippings and let the rain settle in and water the lawn just after I had mowed it. I used to have an acre, 1 1/10 acres, and even though I planted trees and gardens and was there for many years, I still had quite a bit of lawn to mow. And so the first week that I moved in, many years before, I bought a riding mower. And can I tell you that I loved my riding mower? I loved my riding mower. There's something very relaxing about getting on that thing and having nothing that you're able to do except ride back and forth for about an hour and a half. So a couple of years ago, I remember that I was in a hurry. I had had a busy day, and the rain was coming that night, and I wanted to get the lawn mowed before I taught my class at 6 o'clock. And so, as I said, I don't mind riding the mower and mowing the lawn. I was looking forward to it, but a few passes, I got in, I filled the gas tank, I got on and was going back and forth, and something was wrong, and I got out and looked, and I had a flat tire on the riding mower. So I thought, well, no problem. I have a little bit of time. I have time to get to the store and buy that mini air compressor that I have been eyeing up. These are the things you eye up when you're a homeowner. But I had eyed up, and so I got there and was back in 45 minutes with my air compressor, pumped up the tire, read the directions, and was ready to go. And then a few more passes back and forth across the lawn, and something was still not right. I shut down the engine, and I looked again. And sure enough, a copper wire was lodged in the tire. Well, without thinking, I pulled it out. I know. A hiss, and there it was, the flat tire. So I called an angel named Louie at the Cold Spring Lawn and Tractor, bless him among the saints. And he said to me, well, you can buy a new one, or if you pop off the tire and bring it here, I'll put a tube in it and save you some money. Take the tire off? Sure, he said, like it was easy. You just have to jack the mower up, then you take off the hubcap, take a screwdriver, pop off the C-clip, remove the washers, and it should just slide right off. He took my silence for a yes. I'll be here, just bring it down, he says. Okay, I said, I'll see you in a bit. So then I put some blocks of wood under the axle, not thinking about the car jack, but put some blocks of wood. I put them in and I shoved them in and got the mower to lift up just a little bit so that the tire could be removed. And then the hubcap, which was a little plastic doodah that fits over the edge of the, or in the center of the tire. Oh, it's red plastic. How hard is that? It was trouble. It was just trouble. Let me just say, there were various attempts with an assortment of tools, some choice words, a little stress. 15 minutes later, I called him back. Hi, Louie, it's Leslie again. I can't get it off. The tire? The hubcap. The pliers won't fit. The wrench slides off the plastic. Can I cut it? And he said, sure, I've got a bunch. I'll give you one. Okay, I'll probably call you back. Yep, he said. So I went back. And what was underneath that hubcap, so I cut it off, and what was underneath that red plastic hubcap was unrecognizable, covered in what looked like tar. I didn't see a clip or washers. Back to the phone. Louis, hey, he says, how's it going? I don't know what it is. It's covered in grease. It's covered in tar. And he goes, oh, he said, that's just grease. I like grease. Just wipe it off. And then you can take a picture of it and send it to my wife's phone. You have a smartphone? Then I'll run upstairs from the shop and look at it and tell you what it is. So now there were dirty paper towels scattered on the driveway along with the hammer, screwdrivers, an X-Acto knife, pliers, and two wrenches. I sent the picture. He texted back, quote, it's a C-clip. Another 10 minutes with three different screwdrivers. The clip finally popped off, went flying. There was some swearing at this point. I pulled the washers off. I pulled the tire. I tried to pull the tire, sitting in the driveway with a foot braced on either side. It did not move. I switched positions. I leaned back. I tried again. I tried for a while. I checked my watch. I kicked the tire. Louis, hi, he says. I don't get it. Everything's off. The washers are off. The C-clip is not moving. Well, sometimes you just gotta bang it. Bang it with a hammer. Bang it with a hammer. With pleasure. I banged it. And I talked to it at the same time. Why won't you come up? And then it moved a little. I pulled, and finally the tire was on the ground with me with it. I raised my fists and made a victory sound like a Yeti. Something like, ah. Then I was able, 20 minutes later and $20, I was backed with a pumped up tire. Only this time I needed the car jack to get the mower up high enough to slide the tire back on. When I was done, I gave another victory salute, another Yeti yell, and I picked up the tools. So what was my reward for all this work? I got to mow the lawn. As I was relating this story to my brother, complete with sound effects, I said, and after all that, I just get to do what I'm supposed to do anyway. And Zen Master Doug responded, of course, it's all about the process. Yes, yes, it is all about the process. Can I relate this to my spiritual journey? Of course I can. Can I relate it to our spiritual journey? Of course. We're making a lot of plans for this year. We are discerning. This is a busy time of work and ministry, and it is the time to prepare and to participate. We're going to hear from the mission study team in October about their plans. The PNC will reform, and a search will begin. So, this is the invitation to be involved in the process. So, if we've been watching to see what happens, or if we've been watching the grass grow, as has happened during the pandemic naturally, and we're back, and this is our process too. It's our lawn. We get to mow it. We get to do all of those things to prepare for it, and we get to be involved in the process. This interim time has been a time of perhaps reflection and rediscovery, but it's also a time where we get busy, where we, together, shape and share the vision of where we want to go and who we want to be. You invite a new pastor to join your vision, not to create the vision. So what attracted me to this congregation was the things that you were already doing. You weren't waiting for me to come in and get you going. You were already well on your way. And that is the same process by which a permanent pastor will come. Someone to join you, with you, and shape with you the mission, the ministry, and the love that you are to share in this world. We have already begun our service. And so most of the time, things go according to plan, do they not? Most of the time, I can feel that I'm on the path and the company of the Spirit, doing the things that I discern the divine has called me to do. Maybe we can say those things together, too, that we have been on the path together, that most of the time we feel that God has been leading us. except sometimes when we don't know what we're doing, except when it's obscured, or we can't get the hubcap off, or there's a C-clip, or it's a little bit more work than we thought, or we just have to bang something. I do know that in that process and in this process, there are things that I learned then and I'm still learning over and over again today. Because when we get busy or have an agenda or more than one, or we're in a hurry or we have to ask for help, sometimes it seems that the process is too hard and that nothing is moving. You know, like life. But here's what happened then and what is still happening now. We can learn to concentrate on one thing at a time. We can ask for help and receive it. We can remember to slow down. We can try and maybe see nothing move at first, and then watch it as it begins to grow. You know, like life. And so for you and for me, I'm hoping that in this field of endeavor, that as we begin to grow and learn anew together, that our struggles, large and small, will teach us again of the process of how life happens, the process of how God happens, the process, because it's all about the process, of grace and love and gratitude and peace happen. Even if we do sound like a Yeti occasionally. Grace and peace to us all. May it be so. Amen.